all of my subscribers, all of my regular viewers, stick around for the end of the video. There are a couple of things that I need to go over with you guys. But let's go ahead and get into Matt Rhule and the Carolina Panthers first. For most of this year, Matt Rhule has been lucky. He has been able to avoid the heat from the media, at least on a national level. Local media in Charlotte has been on his ass, but on a national level, Matt Rhule has been able to kind of fly under the radar. Why? Because everyone has been focused on Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer's a bigger name. He's more high profile. His tenure in Jacksonville, it was entertaining. It was like the car wreck you see on the interstate that is so gruesome, but you can't help but look at it. Every week in Jacksonville, there was a new scandal involving Urban Meyer. It took the ridicule and the attention away from Matt Rhule. His tenure in Carolina is nowhere near as bad as Urban Meyer's in Jacksonville. His players seem to like him. He seems to be respected in the locker room, to a certain extent anyway. Matt Rhule hasn't been involved in any scandals. He's not the distraction that Urban Meyer was in Jacksonville, but that does not mean he belongs coaching in the NFL. The Carolina Panthers under Matt Rhule have been a disaster. Everyone was all excited in September. The Panthers started 3-0. They're leading the NFC South. But what was overlooked was the reason Carolina was 3-0. They opened the season against the Jets, the Saints, and the Texans. The Jets and the Texans are trash, and the Saints were displaced by the Hurricane. Now, that's no excuse. Carolina absolutely demolished New Orleans. It was a good win. But two of their three wins came against shitty teams. In under 2 years, Matt Rhule has a 2-12 record against playoff teams. One of those two wins came earlier this season against Arizona, when they were playing without half their starting lineup on offense. Not to make matters worse, the Panthers aren't even close in these games. That's one of the problems and one of the reasons Matt Rhule will likely be fired at the end of this season. There is no progress in Carolina. It is one thing for an NFL head coach to struggle in his first 2 years, but the team is moving in the right direction. That's different. Pete Carroll, for example. Pete Carroll struggled his first 2 years in Seattle. They were 7-9. But he had the Seahawks moving in the right direction. He improved the defense. They were top 10 his second year. All Pete Carroll needed was a quarterback. Look at what happened once he got rid of an aging Matt Hasselbeck and Tavarish Jackson. They draft Russell Wilson. 2 years later, they win the Super Bowl. What progress has Matt Rhule made in Carolina? This team's actually getting worse. And Matt Rhule, he doesn't have any answers. You know how I know he doesn't have any answers? Because for the past month, he has treated the quarterback position like a yo-yo. One play, it's PJ Walker. Then it's Cam Newton. Then it's Sam Darnold. If you follow the NFL, you know one of the worst things you can do as a head coach is have no consistency at quarterback. Matt Rhule doesn't have any patience. He hasn't given any of these guys a chance. They are constantly looking over their shoulder, looking over to the sideline. One turnover, one bad play, they're replaced. Next guy screws up, they're back in the game. You have no time to develop any rhythm, which has been one of the problems for Carolina offensively. All season, no rhythm. It's the reason they've won just 2 games since September. Now, Joe Brady ended up being the fall guy. I'll fire the offensive coordinator. That'll save my job. It's not going to work. Matt Rhule was brought in because he was supposed to be this offensive mastermind. His offense lit up the scoreboard at Temple and Baylor. This is the solution to our offensive problems. Dominance in the AAC, dominance in the Big 12, two conferences that play zero defense, it does not mean that dominance will transfer to the NFL level. I'll say the same thing about Matt Rhule that I said about Urban Meyer. This is what happens when you hire a head coach with no NFL experience. Prior to Carolina, Matt Rhule had 1 year of NFL coaching experience. He was an assistant offensive line coach with the Giants back in 2012. I don't really call that much experience. Let me tell you why Matt Rhule is going to be fired. Right now, there is no hope in Carolina. There is no future. What does the future of the Carolina Panthers look like? Can you tell me? Carolina has lost their last five games by an average of 15 points. This team is not competitive. They have completely lost hope. You have Cam Newton in his post-game press conference yesterday, dejected beyond measure. He is so hopeless right now, he's talking about retirement. Christian McCaffrey's a great player when he's on the field, but he's always hurt. It's the reason you don't pay running backs big money. Carolina doesn't have a quarterback. They don't have a number one receiver. They don't have leadership. Who is the leader on this team? Is it Robbie Anderson, the dumbass celebrating after a catch on the Bucs sideline yesterday late in the fourth quarter when you're getting your ass kicked? He's over there doing the shuffle? Let me show you just how clueless Matt Rhule is. Listen to his comments yesterday about how his offensive system is working out in Carolina.
But I believe it's 1,000% working. I just know no one can see it, and I apologize. I tell our team all the time, it took Jay-Z like 7 years. it took him 7 years. He had to start his own agency to become famous, to become an overnight sensation. Like, it takes time.
Please explain to me how an NFL offense without an established quarterback getting beat by 15 points the last 5 weeks is 1,000% working. Nothing is working offensively in Carolina. They can't run, they can't pass, they can't sustain drives, they turn the ball over a lot. What is working? It might have taken Jay-Z 7 years to become established in the rap game, to become a legend. Matt Rhule does not have 7 years. The NFL doesn't have that kind of patience. Temple might give you a few years to get your shit together. Baylor might be patient. There is no such thing as patient in the NFL. It's one thing to go 5-11 2 years in a row, but you're showing progress. It's completely different when you're 5-11 and there is no hope. And right now, there is no hope in Carolina. All right, I wanted to give you guys a couple of updates on the channel before we get out of here. First of all, I want to thank you guys again. A few weeks ago, I think it was around Thanksgiving, I said that the goal was to hit 14,000 subscribers before the end of the year. At the time, I think we were at like 13.2, 13.3. I don't remember. I didn't think we were going to hit 14,000 before 2022. The growth of the channel had slowed a little bit the closer we got to Christmas. However, we did eclipse that number at some point over the weekend. So again, I appreciate all you guys sharing my content and welcome to those of you who are new subscribers to the channel. Now, there's going to be some changes coming soon. I also want to let you know what has been going on behind the scenes here with YouTube. Number one, the changes. I hope to be in the new studio in January. I ordered something over the weekend to eliminate the echo in that back room. And as soon as it gets here, the new setup should be ready. And we can all stop looking at these Illuminati curtains behind me. But number two, behind the scenes. This past week has been extremely frustrating with YouTube. My upload schedule has been completely screwed up. Typically, I will get a video posted before I go to lunch, and then another video posted before I leave that night for dinner. Now, I haven't been able to do that lately. I'm going to tell you why. The YouTube bot has flagged my channel. I don't know that to be certain. That's the only thing I can guess. The YouTube bot has flagged my channel. And the problem is no one can tell me why. No one has any answers. Under normal conditions, the upload process on YouTube takes me about 10 minutes. YouTube allows me to self-regulate, and I appreciate it, but they allow me to self-regulate when it comes to ads. The YouTube bot will run its scan, it'll run its checks to make sure my videos are suitable for ads, but they allow me to grade myself. The past week hadn't been happening. The bot continues to flag every single video, every one of them. They say it is content unsuitable for advertisers. I will appeal the bot's decision, YouTube will manually review my video, and then they approve it, and it gets monetized. Here's the problem. These manual reviews have started to take forever. A couple of weeks ago, when it happened once or twice a month, a manual review might take me an hour or two. Now, no, it is taking forever. The video I uploaded yesterday on Colin Kaepernick, I had that thing done at 10 o'clock yesterday morning. I waited 7 hours for YouTube to review the video manually. By 6 o'clock last night, I ran out of patience. I got sick of waiting. I just uploaded it. I think it's close to 10,000 views now, from which I will make $0. Yeah, YouTube still has not reviewed it. To make matters worse, I can't get anyone at YouTube to give me any answers. Now, to their credit, they are available to me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the people at YouTube that I've dealt with on this issue, they have been nice. They have been helpful to an extent, but they can't really give me any answers. Their hands are tied, basically. They can't tell me why this is happening. Now, I know you guys don't really care about monetization. You probably hate the ads on the videos, but it's frustrating as a content creator. It's demoralizing, actually. When you spend hours working on your content and a fucking bot gets in the way. YouTube doesn't pay my bills, but the added money they give me every month is nice. I mean, it's a nice addition. I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm not blaming YouTube here, okay? I am not blaming YouTube. No system is without flaws. No system is perfect. And they will get this resolved eventually. It is a privilege for me to be on this platform and to be able to make money doing what I enjoy doing. YouTube doesn't owe me anything, okay? They don't owe me anything. Now, I registered an account on Patreon, I don't know, it's probably been 5 or 6 months ago. I've never told you guys about it. I don't like asking for donations. I don't like asking for money. And up until this point, I haven't needed Patreon, so I haven't told you guys about it. But if this continues to happen with YouTube, I'm going to have to start promoting the Patreon page. The content will always be on YouTube. It will always be free. Patreon would be 100% optional. Now, I'll probably do some things on there monthly on Patreon or maybe every week. I don't know. For the people who do decide to donate. We'll figure that out when we cross that bridge. I just wanted to share the reason that the upload schedule has been completely thrown off lately, at least in the last week. It's because I'm waiting around for manual reviews on my video that tend to never happen or they take days to happen, and I eventually just run out of patience and upload the video anyway and just make no money. But anyway, I just wanted to give you guys that little update. Let me know what you guys think. Should Matt Rhule be fired in Carolina? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.